There's lonely hearts in Omaha, there's truckers in Des Moines, call there to keep me company in the early morn. There's a world unknown to daytime that's forever going on, the airwaves of our nation between midnight and the dawn. Late night radio, take it everywhere I go. My best friend when I'm lonely is my late night radio. Well, I'll turn the dial a little past 101.2, in time to catch the news and see who's shooting who. And I'll hunt around for old songs, they're so good to hear again. You think of how it was, imagine how it might have been. Late night radio, take it everywhere I go. My best friend when I'm lonely is my late night radio. La 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 la, I sing along, cause I never know the words. La 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 la. And I'd love to call a talk show, but I never have the nerve. La la la. Whoa, 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 radio. Shepherd, but them preachers gotta go. This time of night my interest lies in UFOs. So I'll turn the dial a little past 96.3. Find myself a lullaby to rock me off to sleep. Late night radio, take it everywhere I go. My best friend when I'm lonely is my late night lady.
And this is your late night radio. Every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, I'm DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s up until today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. Right here on WSCS 90.9 FM, New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Well, I actually was present when that tune was recorded by Tom Rush back in the day. So I thought I'd start off this program with playing some music by artists who I've seen in concert live and up close here in New England. And let's start out with Tom Rush's wife from Hillsboro, New Hampshire, Beverly Rush.
The snow has melted on the hill, the crickets are in bloom. I'm thinking about how my house was built, added room by room. And I'm patching up my patchwork quilt, and I'm hanging out the rug. And here comes spring in old New England, daisy days. Yes, I love old New England. It's here that I've been blessed. that stony face fool you, it may well become your own. The winter's here, and old New England are the hardest times I've known. I love old New England. I travel east and west. Yes, I love old New England.
Castle walls, just lead me to despair. I hear the cities in a panic with its first foot of snow. I want to answer you quickly, haven't read you again, 'cause it sounds like you're dancing with time's favorite friend. And it's everyone's secret and muttered refrain that for all of our trouble we'd be lonely again. It's old human nature, it's cold or it's hot, but if it's snowing in Brooklyn, you say it's snowing in Brooklyn. Well, if it's snowing in Brooklyn, I'd say snow's what we've got. It won't pay you to think that your move caused the break. Sweet love has its chemistry, sometimes it don't take. And it sounds like you whip yourself, it sounds like you're hurt. How long do you plan to sweat in that moldy hair shirt? If you're thinking of coming back, then come back, you will. If you're afraid of them talking, friend, they're all talking still. It's old human nature, it's cold or it's hot. But if it's snowing in Brooklyn, you say it's snowing in Brooklyn. Well, if it's snowing in Brooklyn, I'd say snow's what you've got. But if it's snowing in Brooklyn, you say it's snowing in Brooklyn. Well, if it's snowing in Brooklyn, I'd say snow's what we've got. It'll be cold as the ocean if you don't take the train. But I hear if you know where you're going, you can beat half of the pain. So don't mind, but I called your sister and she'd glad take you in. You're 30 years old, admit pride doesn't win. Life moves so mysterious with its cute little spins. And it's everyone's Cohen and Dora to get in. It's old human nature, it's cold or it's hot. I think of you often, I like you a lot. But if it's snowing in Brooklyn, I'd say snow. And mutter refrain that for all of our trouble, for all of our trouble, for all of our trouble, we belong again.
Beautiful, beautiful tune by Theron. From her album, Shadows on a Dime, that's Snowin' in Brooklyn. Before Theron, we heard Lee Collins from Connecticut with You Are the Songbird. From Maine, Don McLean and Castles in the Air. And we started the set off with Beverly Rush and New England. Old New England. Something like that. That's one of the joys of being a late night DJ. You can kind of make it up as you go along. All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, where I have been parked on the airwaves for, lo, these 26 years. I'm playing some music by artists that I've seen live in concert here in the New England environs, and I'll be back with more right after this.
A little less than 400 years ago, in 1527... England sent out the first recorded expedition in search of the North Pole.
Finding the North Pole is hard enough. The harsh terrain, sub-zero temperatures, oh, and the fact that the pole isn't even located on land. You're on the sound beat. Frederick Cook claimed to reach the North Pole in 1908, which would make him the first man to do so. And while some believed him, not enough did. You're listening to a 1910 recording of Robert F. Peary. History books credit him with the pole's discovery in 1909.
In the discovery- discovery of the North Pole is written the final chapter of the last of the great geographical stories of the Western Hemisphere. Here is the cap and climax, the finish, the closing of the book.
So, why the uncertainty? The entire North Polar region is sea, covered by floating ice, which, when you factor in wind and ocean currents, makes a permanent marking impossible. While the honor currently belongs to Peary, experts are divided as to whether he, Cook, or neither reached the pole. That's right, some believe both expeditions were off base. Find out more about the expedition at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
Colorado early in the year. Going back to where my home is, leave what I have here. Back to the mountains, there I'll go. And the mountain winds, mountain winds, those mountain winds, mountain winds.
the gorgeous sounds of a band from New Hampshire that's no longer playing together because one of the founding members has passed away, and that would be Ken LaRoche of Peterborough, New Hampshire. The band is called Doa. They are Baha'i folks and play a range of maybe 100 instruments or more, just amazing musicians that I managed to see in concert several times before Ken passed away. Anyway, that was Ancient Beauty. And before that, from Dover, New Hampshire, Mr. Bill Staines, another one who has left us too soon. That was from his album Second Time Around, tune called Prairie Winds. Well, we're up here in New Hampshire, and I'm playing tunes for you on your late night radio, Radio Thrift Shop here at WSCS. And I'm playing a few songs by musicians that I have seen in concert here, either in New Hampshire or close by. And I'll be back with another set in just a moment.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The great white shark has the most fearsome reputation of all sharks, but it might not be the biggest of the predator sharks. That honor might go to the Pacific sleeper shark. The biggest one ever seen appeared to be about 23 feet long, longer than the biggest great white. The Pacific sleeper is found mainly in cold waters around the rim of the northern Pacific Ocean, but some have been seen in warmer waters close to the equator. The shark got its name because it was thought to spend most of its time near the bottom, waiting for prey to swim by, a sleepy sort of behavior. But at least one study found otherwise. The sharks were found to move up and down through the water column, from the bottom to near the surface, and some covered as much as 3 or 4 miles a day. Pacific sleepers will eat just about anything. They prefer fish that dwell on the bottom, along with giant octopus. But their stomach contents also show other types of fish, snails, sea lions, and other prey. They might have hunted down some of them and gobbled the already dead remains of others. The shark hasn't been studied that much. The largest one ever caught was about 14 feet long and weighed half a ton. But video cameras caught one that was estimated at 23 feet. Pacific sleepers probably grow slowly and have a low reproduction rate. So they could be threatened by overfishing, mostly as bycatch, draining the population of what might be the largest of all predator sharks. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's homegrown and homespun radio, and we're broadcasting like it's 1999. I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop.
Is a mess, or a petty money squabble when your marriage is in trouble, or a football game when there's rioting in the streets. It's just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had a chance. It's just another captain going down the ship, just another jerk taking pride in his work. I was a poor magician, I could never understand. You
can't make tears disappear through sleight of hand. From the bottom of my heart, off the top of my head, words were pulled like rabbits from a hat, but nothing was said. It was just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had a chance. It was just another captain going down with the ship, just another jerk taking pride in his work. Up my living room, I got nothing more to prove, I got no reason to move. And when I'm tired of the program, when it's taking its toll, I can press a button and change the channel by remote control. But it's just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had a chance. It's just another captain going down with the ship, just another jerk taking pride in his work, just another jerk taking pride in his work, just another jerk taking pride.
Thank you. She does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice. Da 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 da
some music from three concerts that I have attended in person. And yeah, I don't remember them that well, but I'm pretty sure I was there because I can't remember them. Okay, never mind. Cocteau Twins with Winter Wonderland. Why am I choosing that particular tune? Because as I record this on April 3rd, 2025, we are indeed into this second winter wonderland of the week here at Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire. Snow. Yeah, snow. Go figure. Usually by now it's absolutely gorgeous, or at least we are well on the way to spring. Anyway, before that, Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner. Saw Suzanne Vega in Keene, New Hampshire. And Timbuk3 with Just Another Movie. They were fantastic. They opened for Bob Dylan in Manchester, New Hampshire, and they were far, far better than Dylan was in that concert. Anyway, this is DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, your late night radio show. All right, we're going to close the show with some musicians and bands that I have not seen in concert, but I really think you'll enjoy these tunes.
Only for moments, and the moments come. Oh. We're driving in a car down mountain roads to where we don't know. There's no one quite like you.